And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A. It's Talk of the Town. Today is the Thursday Roundtable. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, Cottonwood Area Transit, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, Sanford Cohen.
Well, happy Thursday, everybody. It is chock full interview schedule for this edition of Talk of the Town. So we're glad to have you aboard. And in just a couple of moments, we have Steve Sishka from the Prescott City Council, who is running for re-election. He'll be joining us live in studio. And then the thing that a lot of folks are talking about here this afternoon, we're going to have the straight scoop on the big bank merger going on between the two community banks in town, Foothills Bank and Country Bank, operating under Mojave State Bank or the State Bank of Arizona. They are combining forces, and we will have the folks that are going to be charge of the new entity once it comes together. They'll be live in studio a little bit later on this afternoon, so we'll find out what the combining of Foothills Bank and locally here Country Bank mean for you as a consumer. So stay tuned for that. Steve Sishka on the way, and banking all coming together here on Talk of the Town, KQ&A, AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com.
Rumor has it that Verde Links is a mystery. Rudy, is there a missing link?
There's no missing link with Verde Links, Bruce. Verde Links links all of Sedona, Cottonwood, Verde Village, and Camp Verde.
So Verde Links is the primary transit link for all of the Verde Valley.
Verde Links may be elusive, but its connecting routes are key, just like CAT, Cottonwood Area Transit, for local Cottonwood destinations.
Mystery solved. Verde Links links you wherever you want to go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for CAT and Verde Links transit information.
I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle brothers. From Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
Seems like everybody's talking about pricing and not enough about quality.
Yeah, do you go to the brain surgeon that gives you the best deal or the one that does the best job?
Well, heating, air conditioning, and plumbing isn't brain surgery.
Oh, yeah? Have you looked inside a furnace lately?
Oh, brother.
That's me.
Excellent workmanship at a fair price with Gettle's High Desert Mechanical. Call 772-2751. Don't settle. Get Gettle's. 772-2751.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Lately, when I've had the opportunity to open the front door of our Prescott store for people as they leave or see them in the parking lot, I've thanked them for shopping Olson's. What surprises me is that in most cases, I don't just get a polite nod. People are very complimentary. They say things like, wouldn't shop anywhere else, thank you for being here, and don't know what I'd do without you. These are very humbling comments, particularly when there are so many other places and ways to shop. What it all breaks down to is that if you're a great local brick and mortar retailer, people still want to experience your way of doing business. The Olson's motto since the early 2000s has been, good enough just isn't. As a matter of fact, we trademarked it because that truly is the essence of our company. We love what we sell, and we love the communities we serve, Chino Prescott, Dewey Humboldt, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale, and their surrounding areas. The next time you need pet food, treats, birdseed, feed, hay, and everything animal, look us up. See you in the parking lot.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
Well, and you know, if it wasn't blatant enough to have an Olson's ad leading right into my interview with Steve Sishka, it's like, well, why the heck not? I mean, in the interest of full disclosure, Steve and I have worked together with the radio station and Rotary and all these other things for years and years and years.
Well, you know, years and years. As in when you were the largest solar radio station in Prescott Valley.
That's right. And you know, even to this day, there is a timeline on the wall at the Civic Center, and it does make reference to the heliograph site that took place up on Glasser Hill originally, where they used to communicate using signal mirrors between Glasser Hill and Fort Whipple, down where the VA is, and that today the solar-powered radio station exists on that same site.
Well,
so
you
we
were
are part
using
of
the heliograph in the early 80s, Sanford.
Right. Steve, I wanted Steve to come in because he is running for re-election here as a city councilman. And I want to first say that way back when you ran initially, I kind of got the feeling almost that, you know, people were like kind of saying, you know, kind of drafting you or
they were.
Getting you. Yeah, it's
this
like
was never on my bucket list.
Yeah, you know, it's like, and I'm not damning you with faint praise, but it's like, Steve, we don't have anybody else. You got to run. You know, but no. But let me ask you, what have you learned so far from the experience? Because what were you thinking about as you were running, and then now you've actually served a term on the council?
You know, I don't think I was really thinking when I was running. I got a call in late February of 2015 from Mike Phan. And Mike says, I'd like you to run for mayor. And I said, well, I don't, you know, I've never thought of this. I could care less. And I don't have time to be mayor. He said, well, we talked a little while longer. And he said, well, what about council? And I'm going, I got to get this guy off the phone. So I said, I'll go home and I'll talk to my wife, thinking, that's the end of that. And so I go home and walk in. Kathy's cooking dinner. I said, Kath, you won't believe this. Mike Phan wants me to run for city council. And she goes, well, maybe it's your turn. And I'm going, wait a minute. That's not the answer I was expecting or that I wanted. But, you know, she's a wise woman.
I was going to say, she usually is one of the smarter people in the room. So
yeah, she is. I guarantee you, between the two of us, she is the smarter and also the better looking. And so I just started running. I mean, I was totally naive. And, you know, the whole process last time was so new that I didn't even think about it. You know, it's kind of funny. This time we started. We got our P.O. box a year ago July for this campaign. And so we've been doing this between gathering signatures and campaigning and doing ad programs and things like that, kissing babies, for a year and a half almost. You know, it's just amazing.
What would you say is the work that you have left undone at this point, which motivates you to want to run for re-election?
Well, you know, I think that Prescott's at a turning point right now. I think that we've had four really, really good years. And that's not an excuse to run for four more years. But I really think that the next 4 years are going to be really important in Prescott's history. We have the ability to really ramp up the airport. We have the ability to really to improve and renew downtown to an incredible degree. And we've just got to keep that process going. You know, I've often thought, you know, a lot of these guys say, well, you know, I don't know what the city's going to do without me if I don't run and I'm not there and for the next 4 years or for the next 8 years or, you know, turns into how many years. That's not what I'm doing. I have to tell you that this process, this time, has been really, really, really hard on my wife. Really hard on my wife. And so, you know, I sit back and I go, you know what? I'm going to give it a shot for four more years and contribute like heck and do everything I can to make this city successful. And then I'm going to give somebody else the opportunity.
I don't know if it's a matter of life imitating art, but it certainly seems as though politics in general has just become such an arena for people to agonize at each other rather than, you know, come together and cooperate. And I just wonder if, you know, have you seen that coming here to the local level? Because, you know, for years, we were able to say that, well, that's what's happening over in Washington, or that's what happens down in Phoenix. Here in Prescott, you know, we're kind of more, you know, honorable and gentlemanly when it comes to our disagreements. But I don't know that there's any disagreements that are honorable and gentlemanly anymore. It seems like if you're not getting angry, you're not like passionate or something.
You know, I think that there is a divide there. There's the politics of personal destruction, which I absolutely will not practice. And then there's the politics of, well, I wouldn't say I'm a politician. I'm a community leader. So as a community leader, what I intend to do, or what I try and accomplish at council level, is to hear ideas and give out my ideas, and I don't care if somebody necessarily agrees with me starting out, but if I or they have a good idea that's going to benefit the city of Prescott, then I expect myself and them to coalesce around that good idea.
Now, I will say that you have shown courage. Not only in running in the beginning and during the service, but you even went and with Billy Orr campaigned hard for this PSPRS thing, which was not anything of your making. This was simply a problem that if we didn't do something about it, it was going to eat us alive.
Absolutely, and I'm not into kicking a can down the road. It seems like every other city and town in Arizona has kicked that can down the road. Phoenix even went from 20 years to pay off the unfunded liability. And when they gave them an option of 30 years, they went to 30 years. Well, you know, I mean, all you're doing, you know, I mean, it's kind of like taking a 15-year mortgage and saying, I think I'll save some money. I'll go to a 30-year mortgage.
And not only that, but I know that it was very fortunate that you were able to not only win over the support of the public, but then be able to, you know, get the will of the remaining council to make sure and apply this money so that this obligation gets liquidated at the earliest possible date.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we probably are going to pay it off. The tax is for 10 years or less. And we probably will end up, from all indications, we're going to pay it off in 8 years maximum. So, you know, we needed to stabilize the general fund. General fund pays for police and fire and library and recreation services. And we needed to stabilize that fund. If we wouldn't have done what we did with 443, eventually, within a few years, the unfunded liability would have taken up 40% of Prescott's general fund. And before that, I mean, before we did 443, we were already browning out fire stations. The police department they were really down. I mean, the locker room talk at the police department was not good. We had to close the library a day a week. And we also had to cut back on our recreation services funding, which is our trails and lakes and parks and you name it. So, you know, it was a situation of I wasn't going to kick that can down the road. And there were people who were saying, well, you need to go bankrupt so that the state will pay attention so that they will come up with a solution. Well, I don't trust the state.
So you have to kill the patient in order to save it.
That's exactly right. Yeah. Yeah.
That's insane.
And there was no way I was going to be anywhere close to a bankruptcy.
What does it say about the people of Prescott, the voters of Prescott, that they were able to reach down into their pocketbooks and recognize the fact that this needed to be dealt with.
Well, it shows that they want reasonable, responsible government. That's what it shows.
You know, because remember that measure failed once before.
Oh, it did. But it didn't have Billy and I out there pushing it.
Absolutely.
And we worked our tails off.
How would you say the council is right now? I mean, in terms of forging, coalitions or reaching consensus amongst the seven of you when it comes to items of importance. Is there, I'm sure there's a lot of discussion. Is there a great deal of difference between you?
Well, you know, I would say that a lot of it has to do with, do you have a micro view of things that are going on and issues that are before council, or do you have a macro view, a 5,000-foot view? I would say there are council people who are looking at things through the prism of the Constitution. There are council people who have a very, very micro view. They read all of the contracts word by word. And then I take a macro view of it, the 5,000-foot view, and my whole thing is the bottom line. Let's get to the bottom line as soon as possible, and let's go ahead and do something for the benefit of Prescott.
Well, we're going to get to the bottom line in this conversation. We're going to take a quick break. We're talking with Steve Sishka, current member of the Prescott City Council and running for re-election. We're going to talk about growth and water when we return here live on Talk of the Town, KQ&A AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth the family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean burning propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
The Bulls are back in town. October 11th and 12th, witness the return. It's the 2019 Bull Bash at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, presented by Ram Trucks, Oxendale Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Estrella Jalisco. Bring the whole family. You don't want to miss Mutton Busting starting at 6 p.m. Tickets are on sale now at CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com and the Hunt and Gather Gift Shop. Strap in. Get ready to experience championship bull riding like never before. Only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to ride.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, the place to dine on Highway 69. The one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And we're back with Steve Sishka, candidate for and current member of the Prescott City Council. Two big things that people talk about a lot around here are growth and water, and it's going to take water to grow, so let's start with the water part.
Okay. What do you want to know?
Obviously, we had Larry Tarkowski from the town of Prescott Valley here last week.
The larger of the two towns right now.
There's a partnership. The city of Prescott owns 54%, town of Prescott Valley 46% of the water rights to the Big Chino. Now, right now, the plan is that someday there's supposed to be some kind of a pipeline that's supposed to come from the Big Chino. Now, the question is, based on current and anticipated future growth for the city of Prescott, is that pipeline actually going to be necessary in order for the city of Prescott to achieve safe yield by 2025?
Well, there are two different issues. Number one, in what the ADWR, which is Arizona Department of Water Resources, says, is in order for the Prescott AMA to achieve safe yield, that the Big Chino will have to come in. However, if in fact you think about what do we need in Prescott to do our, you know, to water our supposed build out, which according to the general plan, if you built on every single lot in Prescott, it would be about 85,000 people eventually in the next 50 years. We don't need the Big Chino for that. If in fact we think about the AMA and moving water from the Big Chino aquifer to the Little Chino aquifer to, you know, recharge that water, then yeah, we probably do need it. But, you know, unfortunately it's the Prescott AMA. I wish it was called the Central Highlands AMA or something like that, because everybody thinks that Prescott is the one who has to save the AMA. And in actuality, that's not true. We're only a small part of the AMA.
Yeah, I mean, it's the four major communities plus all the county land.
Well, yeah, located. all of the, you know, there's 13,000 exempt wells in the AMA. And so that's a lot, you know, that's a lot of water.
Of which there is literally no control, really?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that it's, you can be an exempt well if your well pumps less than 35 gallons a minute. And there are a lot of those. It's just incredible. Yeah. And, congratulations on that.
Yep.
And, but I got to tell you, it's an interesting situation. What Prescott is doing with their new water policy now is actually quantifying what we have and how much we use. And it's amazing how many people are against it. It's funny because, you know, it's almost like they're saying if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But it was never right in the first place. So what we're doing with the new water policy is absolutely taking, you know, a sow's ear and making it into a silk purse.
So now, new users or people that perhaps are on the outskirts of the city that would like to be annexed and take advantage of city services, mm-hmm. I would assume that the cost for those people is maybe going to go a little higher as opposed to the folks that have already been here.
Well, growth pays for growth. You know, growth pays for growth in the infrastructure that's created. The developer actually builds the infrastructure. The city of Prescott doesn't pay for it. The developer pays for it and charges the homeowners in the development for the infrastructure. So, you know, that's water lines, sewer lines, roads, you know, everything, gutters, sidewalks, things like that. That all gets paid for by the growth. And so, if in fact you are if in fact we extend water to outside of city limits, which by current policy we can't do, but we're changing, we'd like to change that policy. If in fact you do that, then outside of city limits, in order for you to get water, you have to pay 1.3 times what a resident of Prescott pays for the water.
So you're not exactly going to be, you know, jumping out of your socks trying to find those kinds of opportunities.
No, huh? You know, I think that what people don't understand is that, you know, we are not out there looking for ways where we can extend our water infrastructure. But if in fact there are interesting combinations of things that could happen that would benefit Prescott, then by all means, let's explore it. The Water Issues Committee still has to approve it. The Prescott City Council still has to approve it. It's not just a staff approval. And so, you know, I think that, that people have a lot of worries that, that are not well-founded.
Now, you're a businessman. You obviously recognize the benefits to a community of a healthy economy. How is the city poised to grow economically in the years to come?
Oh, it's unbelievable. You know, the second pillar of our strategic plan says that the airport is strategic to the economic development of Prescott. And it is. You know, if you look at what's going on at the airport, Eviation, the Israeli company coming in with the electric airplane, and I got to tell you, they were at the Paris Air Show, and they were a huge hit. They got an order for 100 planes at the Paris Air Show. They're going to build 50 of them right here in Prescott.
Now, they're talking about Prescott being the U.S. headquarters
they
for
are.
This company.
Yeah, I mean, it's totally incredible what's happening from an economic development standpoint. And when I say economic development, I don't mean Circle K's. I mean good, long-term, high-paying, sustainable jobs in manufacturing and, you know, cybersecurity, you name it. I mean, it's incredible.
Well, obviously, there's still, you know, some time left for folks that maybe want to know more about you and, you know, maybe want to get more information about your campaign and so forth. How would they go about getting in touch with you and reaching out to your campaign?
Well, what they could do is they could do a couple of different things. Re-elect Steve Sishka for City Council is on Facebook. And you can go to Facebook and put in your thoughts. EffectivePrescottLeadership.com is our website. Now, when you go to our website, you'll be able to probably key up this show. And you'll also probably be able to key up all the news articles on me, as well as all of my ads for the campaign. All the great stuff just... And you could donate to the campaign off the website. There's all sorts of neat stuff you could do.
Well, I think it's been a great first term, and certainly we wish you success in your bid to be on the council for a second term. And it's been a pleasure to have you in here.
It's been fantastic, Sandy. I appreciate it.
You bet. Steve Sishka. He is up for re-election for the Prescott City Council. And so we're going to take a break for the news. And when we come back, the big news in town, the proposed bank merger between two of our community banks, the Foothills Bank and Country Bank, and some of the players involved in putting that merger together will be right here live on Talk of the Town in just a moment. So stay tuned, and we're going to find out how the face of banking will be changing here in the Prescott Quad Cities very soon. You're listening to Talk of the Town, KQNA AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We're back after the news.
The open road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home with a view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
We're told that staying in the moment is one path to a happy life. The Breast Care Center at Yavapai Regional Medical Center is here to help you on that journey. Rest assured that when it comes to your breast health, YRMC's Breast Care Center sets the standard of excellence in our community. What does that mean to you? It means state-of-the-art screening technology, exceptional and experienced providers, a compassionate and supportive team, and, if you need it, YRMC's Breast Care Center is ready with the most advanced diagnostic studies and customized treatment options. Staying in the moment. Inspired by you.
Why wait till Christmas to have a party when Augie's Banquet Room is available 7 days a week for lunch, 7 nights a week for dinner? Having a birthday, anniversary, career promotion. Maybe you won the lottery. You don't need an excuse to book Augie's Banquet Room, but you do need a reservation. Call Augie's at 777-0330. Augie's Private Banquet Room. Just one more reason why the one and only Augie's Frontier Village is the place to dine on Highway 69.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Thursday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. Yavapai County residents can do some cleaning up in Skull Valley.
Today through Saturday at the Skull Valley Transfer Station on West Van Dixon Road. The station is located on the west side of Iron Springs Road near the railroad underpass. Accepted items include household appliances, bagged trash, auto batteries, unmounted tires, furniture, and yard trimmings. Items that won't be accepted include loose trash, liquids, hazardous materials, cars, and dead animals. This program is for residential use only and commercial loads won't be accepted. For more information, call the County Public Works Department at 771-3183. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
The Prescott Valley Town Council meets at 5:30 tonight. They'll discuss a major road improvement project.
The current fiscal year budget includes funding for a crack seal maintenance program. A contract that will be considered by the Prescott Valley Town Council next week is for installation only of the materials. CBJ Asphalt and Concrete Contractor submitted the low base bid of more than $57,000. The Prescott Valley Town Council meeting will be held in the Library Auditorium on Skoog Boulevard. I'm Lindsay Draper reporting.
A beautiful sunny Thursday and weekend on the way. Chilling after bedtime to 49 with clear skies. Then breezy Friday with highs tomorrow through Sunday around 77 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, dropping overnight with clear skies to near 54. Heating up to a sunny 87 all through the weekend. Your KQ&A News and Weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Thursday evening and stay tuned. Talk of the Town, the Thursday Roundtable, will continue on KQ&A in just a moment.
Rebates? Rebates?
What's the matter, Adam? Got a frog in your throat?
No, Lennox and Gettles are giving our listeners up to $2,000 in rebates now through November at Gettles High Desert Mechanical.
Well, they're going to have to buy a qualifying home comfort system.
To get their rebates?
0% financing is available, too, up to 12 months.
Rebates? Rebates?
Oh, brother.
That's me.
Call Gettles now at 772-2751 for rebates on Lennox. That's G-O-E-T-T-L-S for heating, cooling, and now plumbing. Don't settle. Get Gettles.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reprographics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reprographics is your one-stop print shop.
Start it up. Keep it up. That's the way the world works. So when you just need it to work, Batteries Plus Bulbs backs you up with your neighborhood's largest selection of Batteries Plus Bulbs. Plus phone repair to do everything we can to power your cars, phones, and everything in between. Finding and fixing with the know-how you need right now. Broken screen? Dead battery? Batteries Plus Bulbs can fix that. Screens repaired and batteries replaced. Learn more at batteriesplus.com.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
Well, big news in community banking here in the Prescott area, as it was announced here just a couple of days ago that the Foothills Bank is going to be acquiring the State Bank of Arizona, which operates here as Country Bank. And the CEO of State Bank of Arizona is Brian Riley, and he is also slated to be the CEO of the newly merged entity once that all takes place. And Brian is been nice enough to take 5 minutes out of his very busy last few months to sit down with us and pencil this all out. Well, I can now see why you've kind of been missing in action. This has got to be as detailed a thing as a banking person can work on.
This is one of those once in a lifetime mergers. So yes, and it's good to be here, my friend. Good to see you again. We haven't seen each other in quite a while, so thank you for the invitation.
So how did this first come about? Obviously, both of you were making headway in community banking here in the respective communities that you serve. Is this like a merger of equals? I mean, it sounds to me as though Foothills Bank is kind of a larger entity in general.
Actually, Foothills itself, the division of Glacier Bank here in Arizona, is about the same size, maybe slightly smaller in some of the measures. The process started really last summer when our board of directors began a very thoughtful process in strategic planning, looking at the age of our shareholder base and the fact that our company, State Bank of Arizona, sold its stock back in early 1990s. And many of our shareholders now are in their 60s and 70s. So it was a matter of how do we deliver what they need, which is liquidity in their stock. When the shares of our company trade very thinly on the open market. So we started with, should we go public? And the answer was it was expensive. The compliance costs were quite high. It didn't make any sense unless we bought another bank. So we spent late last summer looking at other opportunities to acquire another company in Arizona, none of which panned out. So we pivoted as a board of directors to, is there a partner that's larger than us that would give us the things that our shareholders need but still give us the ability to service our customers, take care of our communities, and take care of our staff? And that led us on a process to look at three different potentially larger companies to acquire us, and this is the end of that process.
Well, I know that I do business with both banks, with Country and with
We're quite pleased that you do. Thank you.
And the one thing I do know is that, culturally speaking, the way in which both banking companies do business is very similar, culturally speaking. And I wonder if that plays a role in determining what's a good fit.
Oh, it absolutely does, Hanford. We looked at, as I said, three different organizations, and ultimately the fit with Glacier Bank, which is the holding company of the Foothills Bank, is the best fit for our organization. They are a whole family of 16 different community banks in the 8 Intermountain Western states, with a really great history, but their culture is about serving local communities, empowering local management, and empowering our staff to do what is best for our clients. So from that perspective, there couldn't have been a better fit for us.
Well, and clearly there is going to be some decision-making that is going to go on in the process of bringing these two organizations under one umbrella. And I wonder, what is like the initial goal besides just doing a smooth transition and all uniting under one name and all that kind of stuff? I would think that having the combination of the two entities gives you a lot more, power in terms of what level of service you're able to provide and what type of client you're actually able to work with now, maybe be a little bit more competitive with some of the bigger banks who maybe have a lot more finances behind them but have chosen to take a back seat in terms of, the human factor. I can't tell you how frustrating it is and why some of the bigger banks lost my business is because they literally have me walk into the branch and I'm talking to a machine. I mean, they really don't care about the human interaction part of banking, which I think is a big mistake on their part.
Well, I'll answer it in twofold. community banks thrive because large banks do those types of things, right? People still love to interact with others. They need advice. They need service. And sometimes, frankly, I don't want to keep pushing buttons on a telephone to try to navigate my way through a menu. I really just want somebody to handle it so I can go on about my daily business. For you, you can go about managing your radio stations and get your question answered or have the service need taken care of. The first part of your question was, what does this do for us? Well, what was attractive to Glacier Bank is that our footprint, which is essentially western, northern, Arizona and Phoenix, really fit well with the puzzle pieces that Foothills had, which is Yuma, Tucson, Casa Grande, and Flagstaff. The area where we do have some decisions to make is right here in Prescott Valley, because there are two offices each all within, you know, half a mile of each other. So we're working through that process now to identify which offices should be closed and which ones should be, you know, left open.
Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that there won't be combining of staff in the remaining location.
Now, as I told our staff earlier this week in the public announcement and, you know, the investor conference call, the transactions are the transactions level. So whatever transactions were being done in one office are going to move to another. So there really isn't that much in terms of cost savings that will come from this.
Might we see a branch of the new bank in Chino Valley?
That's a good question. We haven't started doing any strategic planning yet as a combined organization, but we're just now bringing the teams together and starting to congeal.
Okay, so give us kind of a blow-by-blow as to what takes place now between today and when the whole thing will be done.
Sure. Be glad to. So this Friday, we're planning to file the regulatory applications. We met early with the regulators to sort of pre-sell this as an opportunity. The Arizona regulators and the FDIC are quite familiar with Glacier. They have been a voracious buyer of banks over the last few years. Again, they buy good banks. They have good people and good markets. So they're quite familiar. We're going to file the regulatory applications on Friday. That will also include an SEC filing of a stock registration statement for the shareholders of State Bank of Arizona. We anticipate having approval in late November. That will give us the opportunity then to literally close the transaction. So we'll become under common ownership at the end of November. Nothing will change in terms of day-to-day business until we actually merge the data systems together, which at this point in time we're targeting late March for that to happen. So come the beginning of April, we'll be on a common platform, common name. The buildings will all change. We'll be under the Foothills Bank banner, and we will all be one team.
You know, when I look back, I mean, I've been in this community for right about 35 years now. And, I can name a bunch of, community banks that have come and gone over the years, and usually they are, merged or acquired or so, so it's not that this is anything terribly unusual, but it does seem to be that, that size matters when it comes to banking, that there just is, an economy of scale that is created when you have the combination of assets and intellectual property, when you can get groups that come together under a common purpose. It really does. The customer, I think, really does benefit in the end.
I think they do, and in this case, we will have firepower, if you will, or a checkbook to take care of the needs of any customer in any of our markets at any time. We will not have a legal lending limit issue in terms of the maximum loan size that we can do that would even interfere with any of our existing clients or potential clients that we may have. In terms of why this has occurred in the industry, the cost of just doing banking has increased, just like the cost of doing business as any small business owner has seen in the last few years. It's happened. I mean, that's the result of inflation. It's the result of regulation. It's the result of compliance. But as that has occurred, the number of participants in the industry has actually become quite small. So I joined the banking industry in 1984. There were 19,300 banks in the country. Today there's just under 5,000. And I would not be surprised at all in the next 5 years if we don't drop in half down to 2,500 banks. So for us, it was a matter of sustainability. We were quite profitable. We were very healthy financially. We were doing very well. But the answer to that strategic planning question is, what do we want to be when we grow up? We wanted to pick our partner now. And Glacier is such a high quality organization. For us to attract the attention of Glacier was a coup to us. And we were so pleased to be able to work with them and their management team to put this opportunity together.
Well, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to take a look at the future of what may be available to you, the customer, at the combination of Foothills Bank and Country Bank. And so stay tuned. Brian Riley, CEO, is with us here live at the Talk of the Town, KQ&A AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, streaming live at KQ&A.com.
Hi, this is Sam with Prescott Dirt, and we've been family-owned and operated since 1999. We've just expanded our inventory and now have over 80 different products to suit your landscaping needs. We even have planters mixed for gardening, fill dirt, topsoil, ABC, sand, and boulders. So whatever you need, we've got you covered. We even deliver. Come by and check us out at our Prescott Valley office on Highway 69 and Lake Valley Road next to Napa, or in Prescott off of Willow Creek Road and Sandretto Drive behind Affinity RV.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth the family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean burning propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
The Bulls are back in town. October 11th and 12th, witness the return. It's the 2019 Bull Bash at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, presented by Ram Trucks, Oxendale Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Estrella Jalisco. Bring the whole family. You don't want to miss Mutton Busting starting at 6 p.m. Tickets are on sale now at CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com and the Hunt and Gather gift shop. Strap in. Get ready to experience championship bull riding like never before. Only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to ride.
Rumor has it that Verde Links is a mystery. Rudy, is there a missing link?
There's no missing link with Verde Links, Bruce. Verde Links links all of Sedona, Cottonwood, Verde Village, and Camp Verde.
So Verde Links is the primary transit link for all of the Verde Valley.
Verde Links may be elusive, but its connecting routes are key, just like CAT, Cottonwood Area Transit, for local Cottonwood destinations.
Mystery solved. Verde Links links you wherever you want to go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for CAT and Verde Links transit information.
Do you have a passion for politics? Have people said to you, you should run for office? Are you tired of the same old feckless politicians? If this describes you, we at the Power of Fives want to talk to you. The Power of Fives is searching for great conservative candidates across the entire state of Arizona, in every legislative district, to run for the Arizona House and Senate as a clean elections candidate. The Power of Fives wants you. Call us today at 602-864-1402.
Hey y'all, it's Rosie.
Welcome to the broadcast.
Every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
The show hits the road as October is Water Month. We'll be focusing on ways to conserve water and treating water with Eneteco Tucson. The Arizona Farm Bureau will carve up some facts about farm fresh pumpkins. All this and more as we're live from the annual fall event, the Saba Home and Garden Show in Tucson.
Rosie on the House, Saturday morning, 9 to 11 on 95.5, 99.9, and AM 1130, KQNA.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And we're back with Brian Riley, CEO for now of State Bank of Arizona, operators of Country Bank and Mojave State Bank in Lake Havasu. In fact, that's one of the ways in which Brian and I have bonded over the years, is because we're on similar commuting patterns. Brian has a home in Havasu and also here in Prescott, as do I. And so we're always kind of texting each other, hey, are you in Havasu? No, I'm in Prescott. Are you in Havasu? No. And we do tend to not be in the same place at the same time of the time. But we managed to put this together, and for which I'm grateful. As far as the services anticipated that you might go into as a result of the combination of this merger, I know that there was at some point in time, banks loaned money on mortgages for homes. And then, of course, the recession hit, and there was some decisions as to whether or not that was actually going to be a part of the core business of some bankers going forward. Same thing with investment products and getting involved in financial planning and things like that. What is the status of those kinds of services vis-a-vis these two community banks, and will there be, if they're not doing it now, will there be the possibility of that coming up in the future, or is that not part of the plan?
Actually, again, what made this marriage so perfect is that the Foothills had a product line that more or less had a very vast, broad amount of products for small businesses and commercial real estate. And then on the other side, we were a large mortgage lender. In fact, one of the largest mortgage lenders in northern Arizona, and the Foothills didn't do mortgage lending. So on the lending side, the capabilities of both organizations just expanded tremendously with this marriage. On the deposit side, their product line is much larger than ours. They have some tools for cash management for small businesses. They have some tools for consumers that we didn't have. So I think our capabilities from a deposit servicing bank just broadened because of this merger. But again, the reason that we all did it was this made sense for both organizations.
Now, I know when Mojave State Bank took over Country Bank, there was a period of time where, you had to juggle account numbers, and there was the merging of computerized systems and stuff like that. How well did that go? And then how much more encompassing is a combination like this one as opposed to what took place between Mojave State and Country Bank?
Well, with respect to the earlier merger between Mojave State and Country, I've done 6 acquisitions in my banking career. That was the smoothest integration I have ever been through. And that just really relates to taking time to plan properly. In terms of Glacier acquiring State Bank of Arizona and the Country affiliate here in Prescott, these guys are pros. This is literally the 17th or 18th acquisition they've done in the last decade. So we had a planning process meeting this morning. It was pages and pages of details. I suspect this will be very well planned and extremely well executed.
Now, the timetable is that the regulatory stuff, if everything goes well, knock wood, should be done by the end of November. As far as, putting up signage and the Country Bank brand and the Foothills Bank brand are still going to be visible for a period of time after that.
Right? It'll be visible through the end of March, at least at this stage. If the regulatory process drags on past November, the conversion might bump out a little bit. But at this stage, both of those brands will stay active in the Prescott Valley markets until the end of March. You'll start to see it all come under the Foothills brand beginning of April.
So how was it that when this merger plan came together that you emerged as the CEO of all this? Because typically, Foothills Bank, being the acquirer, they're going to want, like, quote unquote, their own guy or their own person to be in charge. But yet they evidently felt comfortable enough with you to say that you, Brian Riley, you're going to be the CEO of the Foothills Bank operation here in Arizona.
Well, sometimes timing is everything in life. It turned out that the president and CEO of Foothills Bank, Mary Lynn Lentz, was planning her retirement. And when we began this conversation, it made sense, since she was about to retire in the next year, that I would take over the leadership of the combined organization in Arizona for Glacier Bank. So it worked out perfectly in that
way. Now, I know that you've been focusing a lot of your career on continuing education and adding to your depth of knowledge about a lot of things. And I just wonder if any of that actually came into play during the course of this. Were you kind of like in the right place at the right time with the right stuff, I guess is what I'm asking.
Well, leadership is an ongoing journey. We're never quite perfect leaders, but I think you're referencing the fact that I'm working on my PhD in leadership. Yes, those tools that you have in terms of emotional intelligence, sensitivity, understanding, communication, planning, directing, guiding, all of those things are critical, and they all came into play in this situation.
Well, I know that for folks that are used to having a friendly face at their local community bank, that's not something that's going to change as a result of this merger. There are lots of folks in both camps, as far as I'm concerned, that are just really, really great people.
Absolutely. That's, again, the beauty of this marriage is that the faces, banking is a people business, and the faces of our bank will not change. They will be the same folks that you're used to dealing with on a day-in, day-out basis. They will be there to provide the best service, and now we are the largest community bank in the entire state.
Good news. Brian Riley, CEO of State Bank of Arizona, soon to be CEO of Foothills Bank. Thanks for stopping in. Glad we were able to be in the same town for 5 minutes.
Good to see you, Sanford. Thank you for the invitation.
You bet. And also a big thank you to Steve Sishka from the Prescott City Council for joining me on this edition of Talk of the Town. Stay tuned. The great one, Mark Levin, is coming your way next on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. And I'll be back tomorrow at 4 for Let's Talk Sports Live right here on KQ&A AM 1130. Once again, have a great Thursday, everybody, and we will see you tomorrow right here on KQ&A at 4 for Let's Talk Sports.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Olson's for Healthy Animals, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Cottonwood Area Transit, Janessa's Family Hair Care, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.